You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier. Hello and welcome to the Study Clicks podcast. I'm your host Luke, and today we are going to be chatting to one of our Study Clicks influencers, Jake Glendon, who will be talking about the process of taking a gap year and your own experience with that. Jake, thank you very much for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Luke.
And I suppose, like, we'll just get straight into it. I suppose going back, you did your leaving cert last year, am I right in saying that?
Yeah, in 2024 I sat my leaving cert.
Okay, so when you were in school, did you kind of have plans for what you were going to do? Like, were you kind of one of those people who kind of knew what course you wanted and you were going to go for it, or was it kind of like a big question mark as to what happens after the exams? I know you posted, I suppose actually what most people might know you from is you posted quite a bit during the leaving cert as well. Last year you were Study Clicks ambassador, so were you kind of thinking in the back of your mind the whole time, like, I know what you knew what you wanted?
Yeah, I definitely knew what I wanted until I didn't. I was kind of set on nursing for a while. I had accommodation booked in for Waterford SETU to study general nursing. And I was kind of set on that until about May of sixth year. And I kind of went back on it then and thought, maybe this isn't for me and I might want to do something else. So yeah, I was kind of set and then I wasn't.
What was your initial draw to nursing in the first place?
I suppose my sister was a nurse. My mum works in a hospital. And I really do like the medical field. Like, it was always either healthcare or science. So I definitely had like a grasp for working in a hospital. I just don't think nursing was for me specifically for that job as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And so then when it kind of hit May and you decided to like switch it up a bit, I suppose kind of it's getting to crunch time, then it's like almost time for the actual exams. Was that kind of a daunting experience, like kind of go unlearning what you had been telling yourself you were going to do the whole time?
Yeah, it was really stressful because obviously, you know, May is a really pivotal point in the leaving cert. So I had a lot going on. So like to think that maybe I had to like think about a whole CAO again was very stressful. Like it was a lot at the one time. So definitely could have done without it. But and as I persevered. Yeah.
And then did you change there and then, like in May, did you, or whenever the CAO change of mind facility opened, is that when you kind of like switched up the courses?
I kind of switched up the courses then in May and kind of after leaving cert, because I finished the 20th of June. So there was about a week or two between that and the 1st of July.
Okay.
But I kind of decided then I was going to do a gap year anyways, because I still wasn't 100%. Like, I put down clinical measurement science as number one. And after summer, I kind of looked into it a bit more and I just thought, this isn't for me either.
Yeah. So it was kind of that, like, from what it seems, it's that you kind of had that general idea that you wanted to work, you know, like maybe in a hospital setting or in the healthcare profession in general, and you liked science. And it was like you were kind of just trying to find courses that satisfied that, but then maybe realized you needed a bit more time to kind of think about which one in particular. So is that kind of, was that your main motivation for taking the gap year in the first place?
Yeah, that was definitely the main motivation. I never really anticipated on doing a gap year. It was never something I really thought about. I always thought I'd go down like the linear path of just doing the leaving cert, getting the points and going straight to college. But it just didn't work out like that. But I think it worked out for the better.
Yeah, no, it just, I feel like it's never as linear as people think it's going to be, or for the most people, it's not anyway. So I suppose on the day then when you, or I suppose, how did your kind of leaving cert itself go? Were you fairly confident you get the points that you wanted, like, or for your top choice on your CAO? I know you were saying you were still kind of thinking even then maybe a gap year, but were you kind of confident in how your leaving cert went?
Yeah, I was pretty confident. I was like, if I got anywhere between like 490, 500, I would be pretty happy. That would open up a lot of doors for my courses. And I ended up getting 531. So, you know, it was a bit over what I needed.
Yeah, definitely. You had kind of wiggle room there, I guess, with picking the course, especially like you said. So you had changed your CAO and put the clinical measurement as number one, did you?
Yeah, I put that as number one.
And then when, so I presume you got that then when the results came out?
Yeah, I got that.
Okay, so you kind of had, like, I know a lot of people who take gap years, they tend to take them when maybe they get their fifth or sixth choice and like don't want to do it and want to take a year out and rethink. But you actually got your top choice and still decided maybe like I'm going to take more time to think about it. What, I suppose, was it tempting at first to just take what you got?
Oh, it was 100% tempting. Like, I was quite upset on results day because obviously I seen everyone, you know, getting their points, and then, you know, say offers came around and they were all going to college and they were getting their accommodation. Like, it's not as easy as people think it is, just sit back and like see all that. But after a month or two, like, it was completely fine and I was enjoying the gap year. But at the start, it definitely can be like a really difficult time because obviously everyone's gone to college, you're not seeing them as much.
Yeah.
It feels a bit lonely, and I was just working 5 days a week, so it was a bit boring.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that doesn't make it easier, I suppose. And what kind of was the turning point or the thing that switched in your head, like at that the initial first couple of months when you were seeing all your friends go to college and you were kind of thinking, have I made the right choice? What was the kind of main, I suppose, reasoning behind it that kind of justified why you had done it and kind of kept you on and like from regretting it? You know what I mean? Like, was there one kind of point, like whether it be like you weren't quite sure what you wanted to do or you'd like to work for a year and save a bit of money? Like, which kind of was the biggest part for you?
I think when I found out what course I actually wanted to do, that was like really helpful in thinking, okay, this is a good choice for me to actually sit back and take the time to find out. Because I went to the TUD open day and I went to the science labs and I really liked that day, and that kind of made it kind of more better for me to think, okay, well, this was a good choice that I actually took the time and did the gap year, and now I'm settled on a course finally.
So you kind of spent a lot of your gap year deciding, I suppose. Like, it's like, I know you said you were working as well, but you kind of spent a lot of time thinking. Obviously you said you attended open days and stuff. Kind of what kind of research did you do? Were you just, because you had a rough idea of what you wanted to do, I guess, so what kind of stuff were you just like googling stuff, looking up course manual, like the manuals from different colleges, attending open days?
I think the biggest advice I'd give is to contact people in the courses. Like, I seemed crazy, I was texting people on TikTok like, oh, I see you like did this course like last year in 2022, like what do you think of it? But I think that's the best way to actually figure out what it's like, because like the colleges are going to obviously, you know, make the courses seem as appealing as possible, but you won't know until you actually talk to students. So that's my best advice.
Yeah, I think that even goes to I think that applies as well to open days. I went to quite a few open days when I was in sixth year or fifth year and sixth year. But one of the best things I think you could do is at an open day is actually talk to the students. Like, sometimes they'll have students there standing around, and usually they are students who do love the course and will be a little bit biased, but at the same time, at least you're getting, they'll be a bit more realistic, because obviously a college is going to sell you, you know, the dream, but it is really good to talk to people who are actually doing the course. So you found that cold messaging TikTok people on TikTok was like the best way to do that, but I suppose like there is other avenues for that as well, even like seeing like what some of your friends are doing and asking them what their college experience is like, is like, is also kind of helpful in that way. Did you kind of feel any pressure at the start, like from, like you were saying, you kind of said you felt a bit like lonely or like left out because everyone else was going to college? Did you kind of feel pressure from like your friends and stuff to just like pick a course and go with it when you had like first, when you were done the Leaving Cert? Like, is that kind of something you felt like people were expecting you to go to college straight away?
No, to be fair, everyone was like so supportive, like my friends, my teachers, my family. Like, I think they all thought it was a really good decision because they knew what I was like, and I was like bringing up like new courses every week, saying like, I might do this or I might do that. So I think they knew that I was better off taking the time out and, you know, picking a course I'd actually love.
Yeah, I think that's like honestly way more realistic, but I feel like people get in their heads and they kind of think, oh, everyone's going to be thinking like, why did I do this? And like, you know, like you said, you got like lots of points and had enough for your course. Like, you know, it can get so easy to kind of start thinking like, oh, well, what will other people think? But you do it for yourself at the end of the day.
Exactly.
So I suppose main goal for the year out was like, did you have any kind of, did you want to like travel? I know some people want to travel, they want to work and save up money. Or for you, was it literally just because you needed to like lock in on a course and decide on it?
Okay, so yeah, like I was obviously locking in, deciding on a course, but I also like did want to save a lot of money because college is expensive and a year out provided so much ease of actually saving. Like, I'd get my paycheck and I'd save half it and spend half it. So if I got 1,000, 500 goes to my savings and then I can spend 500. So that was helpful. And then things like even doing like the driving test and getting your lessons done, like they're important things that you're going to need anyways. So kind of doing that in a year out can be helpful because like when you're trying to like get lessons in at the weekends coming back from college, it can be difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose it's a good year to get like life admin out of the way. And like you said, to be able to go into first year of college and have a bit of money saved so that like, you know, you're able to pay the deposits for your house or whatever straight away, or the first couple of months rent, to kind of take that pressure off, you know, say if you don't want to work for the first couple of months of college to settle in, if you've been working for a year, then you can actually afford to do that. So I feel like nowadays, especially when everything is so expensive and it's such an expense to move away from home and to, I suppose, to do anything, it's so expensive nowadays. Yeah. So I feel like that's kind of one of the best benefits, I think, of taking a gap year. But like, do you feel like, so what course did you eventually land on? So what is it that you're going studying now, or hopefully?
Biomedical science and TUD.
Okay. And you found that through the open day and stuff, kind of?
found through that the open day, and a few people on TikTok were doing it, and a girl that used to go to my school a few years ago did it. So I was talking to her about it, and it kind of just seemed right, like it was like a good fit. And then I really liked the college itself, so that's how I decided on to uni.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, how did you kind of, I know you had said that you were interested in the medical field or whatever. What was it about that specific course that appealed to you? Like, was it stuff that you had heard? Like, what had you heard that kind of won it over for you?
I suppose the high biology aspect of it was really nice, because I really did enjoy biology in school. And a lot of the other science courses were a little bit more fixed on being very open and general. And that just wasn't for me. I'd rather something with biology and a little bit more chemistry rather than the physics and math side of things.
Mm. So what would you say, do you think that now that you've taken the year out, if you were to go back to the start, would you still take, like, as in, would you have considered taking the year out even before you sat the Leaving Cert? Or, like, you know, I know you said you were kind of hell-bent on nursing. Like, do you think, in hindsight now, knowing that you've enjoyed your year out by the sounds of it, would you kind of always kept that option open in Leaving Cert rather than kind of locking in with the one plan?
Yeah, I definitely think year out was so beneficial, and I definitely would go do it again, especially because I was so young. Like, I only turned 19 there in March, so I'm still only 19 starting college, and the majority of my friends that were in my year were only 19 starting anyways. So I don't even feel like I'm that old starting or anything. Like, it's never too old to even start first year of college. I feel like there's a stigma around that you can't be 20 or 21 starting first year, but you definitely can, and you'll have way more experience than other people. Just like experience.
Yeah, and also, like, you'll have mature students in your course as well. Like, in any course, there'll be people who might even be in their 30s going back to do college.
And exactly, like, yeah.
Nobody really cares when you're in college. So are you going to have to move to Dublin then to do that?
Yes, I will move to Dublin, because, like, it just wasn't feasible to commute.
The commute.
It's an hour and a half in the train, and then once you get off the train, you have to get two Lewis's. Like, it would just be crazy getting up at like 5:30 every morning. So yeah, I have accommodation sorted for Dublin, and that's also a thing that's helpful. If you kind of know your points and you're applying for a gap year, you kind of know what course you'll be offered in this AO, like, roughly. So you'll be able to plan your accommodation a bit more as well, because a lot of people can't plan too far in advance because they don't know what course is going to get offered. They might have, you know, stay offers in a few places, and they can't afford to put down, you know, deposits in Limerick, Waterford, Dublin, etc.
Yeah, that's a huge thing, I think, as well. Even for myself, when I got my offers, I ended up getting an offer for a place that I hadn't, like, applied for accommodation for. Now, I actually got very lucky, because it was the time of COVID, so a lot of people pulled out of their houses, so I got it. But like that, like, I literally had like a week to find somewhere to live there, and, like, you know, in the peak of a normal academic year, like, that would be next to impossible. Like, I went to college in Limerick, and having lived there, like, you know, it's very quick, like, the accommodation is gone. Like, there's way more demand than there is spaces. So it's like, you said, it's kind of nice to have that from the outset, kind of know, like, you had a fair idea that you would be doing that you will be doing that course in Dublin, or if not, maybe, like, your other choices are also in Dublin, so you can kind of plan around that. How did you find somewhere to live? Is it like Digs, or did you apply through the website for the college, or what's the crack with that?
Yeah, I actually ended up in Digs. So I went up one day and just visited like 10 houses, and then just picked from whatever one was best. But I did that very early. I kind of did that in like February of this year, so I wanted it like sorted, have a look at it, and then put down the deposit quickly, because I knew places would, like, you know, get booked up really quickly.
Yeah, it's such a weight off your shoulders as well to have that kind of done going into the summer. And like we said, like, people are left when they get maybe a choice that they didn't want, they're literally left with a week to find somewhere to live. And it's so stressful. So that's definitely another consideration for taking a gap year in the first place. I think it's crazy going straight from sixth year. You know, like, no one's going house hunting no one's going house hunting in Dublin when they're in sixth year. Well, it's very unusual, I'd imagine.
I wouldn't be anyways, no.
Yeah, no, definitely not. But, like, I suppose, do you feel... I know you said you turned 19 kind of during your gap year. You are quite young, but do you feel like you kind of matured a little bit more as well? Like, do you kind of feel a bit more mature and kind of ready for college going in?
Definitely. Like, even my confidence, like, I would not speak on TikTok in sixth year, not one video. And it was kind of only when I went to do like the Leaving Cert grinds and started like promoting that on TikTok, and when I started like making like the talks for videos about like my tips for Leaving Cert and stuff, that's when I gained a lot of confidence. So from like that perspective, you know, I have really excelled as well.
Yeah, I suppose that's a great point. You've kind of had a chance as well to pursue other things, you know, like, you know, first year of college is a really busy year, and like, it's often like kind of hard to do anything except just college and socialize with that and everything that comes with that. But you've obviously you've kind of grown your TikTok platform a bit as well. Like, I suppose, do you want to talk a little bit about that? Like, kind of what was, a lot of your content kind of is set, or a good bit of your content is centered around kind of helping students with like gap year advice or CAO advice or Leaving Cert advice. So what was kind of, what made you want to do that with your TikTok?
I guess I always wanted to pursue TikTok. It was always something that I wanted to do. I just never found like my niche. And then when I got into Leaving Cert, I was so busy with the Leaving Cert that I just didn't really post much. But then I was like, why don't I post what I'm busy with and it might do well? And it did. Like I was helping a lot of students, and it's a nice feeling helping people as well, because like they genuinely do appreciate like the amount of messages that I got, you know, thanking about like biology flashcards or biology grinds or home ec notes or whatever it was, or helping with sales. So it's a nice feeling as well. And I also got to do something I loved, and it was nice to do it on my gap year too. Kept me busy.
Yeah. I was going to say, and even now, like you've posted kind of, I even came across one of your TikToks recently about the accommodation search and like kind of, and that stuff. It's kind of nice as well to find a bit of like, also it seems like you've actually found quite a lot of solidarity with people via TikTok, like whether it be messaging them about their courses or like chatting or whatever about accommodation and the struggle like that. It's actually a great place for people to talk about stuff like that. Do you find that yourself?
100%. Like TikTok, obviously, you know, there's so much bad and hate on it as well, but obviously my side of it has been always really positive, because like they are just students like I was last year, just needing a bit of help or needing some advice or just maybe what their teacher can't provide at that point. And it's nice to be able to help in any way that I can. So yeah, it's a nice community.
Yeah, just when you mentioned there about the teacher, actually just got me thinking, did you discuss with like a guidance counselor or anything that you were thinking of taking a year out before you did it?
I didn't really talk to a guidance counselor, but I talked to some of my teachers that I had a bit of trust in, and I talked to them about it, and we kind of went over things. And yeah.
And obviously you had like a huge love for biology in school. I remember a lot of your videos would be centered around biology. So I suppose it was a natural progression to want to study biology then in college.
It's actually funny, because I wasn't going to do biology. The only reason why I'd done biology was because I wanted to do nursing and you needed biology, but I hated like science in third year. So when I came to like TY and picking my subjects, I only put down biology the day before like the subject thing closed. So it's mad that I like got H1 now and that I'm actually going to pursue it, because
the butterfly effect third year me in full swing.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, literally.
It's mad. I suppose like for somebody who's listening to this now who might have... I suppose there's kind of, like you said, like we were saying, there's kind of different paths of why people take a gap year. I think probably one of the main reasons is they get a course that they don't want, or maybe they completely miss out on their courses on their CAO, or they didn't put down very many courses. Like, what kind of advice or like things would you share with a Leaving Cert student who's disappointed by their CAO or is considering taking a gap year? Like, is it something that you'd encourage? And I suppose, you know, like what tips would you give to them?
Definitely. So like if you miss out on your course and you're looking at doing a gap year, think, is that like a viable option? Like, are you going to get it next year? Will you have to do like a PLC or like an access program? Because that's also important. Are PLCs available for your course, or can you do like an undergrad and do a master's after? That's also a popular option, and it's something that I'll consider if I didn't get my course, because it is really helpful. So like have a look at your different options, and if a gap year is for you, definitely go for it, because I do think it is really important to be able to actually, you know, sit down, relax, enjoy your year and like take it slow and see what you actually want to do, especially if you're left with a course in CAO that you just know you don't want. If it's like your fifth or sixth choice, there's no point in doing it, because you're wasting your money. If you drop out of that course in first year, you have to again go and pay like your whole contribution fees, which can be a crazy financial burden for some people as well. So that's another thing to, you know, think about, like, is that feasible for you either?
Yeah, it sounds like it's a great kind of buffer year to like kind of slow things down and like properly think and consider about what course you want. Even if you're fairly certain on a course, if you've kind of got that small kind of thing, oh, should I, shouldn't I? Like, there's no harm when you're, what, some people are 17 years old finishing the Leaving Cert, 17, 18,
yeah,
there's no
literally
harm in taking a year. Like, a year in the difference is literally nothing. Is that what you found? Like, you're kind of like, now that you're about to go into it, having seen like all your friends go to college already and kind of have that initial couple of months of like, oh, I guess like FOMO more than anything. Like, are you kind of like, okay, no, I'm absolutely grand. I'm going to have that experience now.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I'm a lot more excited for college now. Even like last year, I feel like I wasn't excited because we had so much going on as well. Like, you know, we had the Leaving Cert, then I had my summer, whatever, I was working, and then it was straight into like, you know, going to college. So I'm glad I like took the time and I was able to kind of, you know, hype myself up more and like plan it a bit more, and I'm have a like a linear plan now, and hopefully that will go my way and everything, and I'm excited for it now.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And I think anybody who is in two minds about doing a gap year and who's listened to this is probably more so swaying towards doing the gap year, because it does sound great. And it's definitely something that I think people should consider more, especially nowadays with how kind of hectic the Leaving Cert is and then straight into college, and also the huge expense of college. It's definitely something that people should consider. And thank you very much for sharing your own kind of experiences with it. And anybody, if you want to kind of plug your own TikTok, Jake, because I know you talk about it quite a lot there as well. So what's your handle on there?
So it's just Jake Lennon. So it's just my first and last name.
Oh, that's easy. Okay.
Yeah,
that's
really
easy. And we'll put it in the description as well. But thank you so much for coming on and chatting to us. And best of luck in September when you head to college.
Thanks, Luke.